ESNY.
What up? How we doing? We're back. Wednesday. You know what that means. Best bets. Week 3. No Giants talk. No Giants recapping or Giants previewing. None of that today. I mean, we'll speak a little bit about, you know, the bets for the Giants Falcons game coming up. Week 3. Sunday. 1 o'clock at MetLife. We'll do that. As we always do. But no recapping, no previewing. We'll leave that to later on in the week. Probably tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday, whenever I get to it. But right now, Wednesday night, 6:30, it's time for some best bets, week 3. And as always, I am your host, Ryan Honey, of Elite Sports New York and Elite Sports Radio Network. This is episode 82 of the Wide Right Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. What did we hit on last week? We hit on a lot. Giants plus 4.5 against Washington. Washington money line, however. The unders in the New Orleans game, Cincinnati game, Cleveland-Houston. Actually, we took the over in Cleveland-Houston, over 48. That shattered, I think. 52. Over was 48, so, not really shattered. Over shattered in the Tampa Bay-Atlanta game. Didn't take that. Took under 52. Bucks won 48-25. So the over shattered by, 21 points? That's pretty absurd. Hit on a lot. Hit on the Washington money line, Cleveland money line, Rams, Buffalo, Arizona, Tampa, Green Bay money lines. Tampa Bay minus 12, obviously. Las Vegas plus 5.5. I believe that was one of my locks of the week. Las Vegas defeated Pittsburgh by 9. Don't sleep on Vegas this year. Don't. Okay? 2-0. That's huge for them in a tough division. 2-0. Derek Carr leading the league, 817. Passing yards, I believe. He's leading the league in passing yards. It's pretty wild. I mean, I know it's only 2 weeks, but same league as guys like Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Josh Allen, Dak, and Derek Carr is the one who's leading the league in passing yards. Pretty solid through 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Vegas. I surely don't. Not anymore. Used to. Did last year. But I'm improving this year when it comes to my takes on Vegas. I really am. But enough about last week. Time to talk about week 3, which commences tomorrow night, Thursday, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Carolina takes on Houston. Davis Mills will be starting for the Texans in the absence, the injury-related absence, of Tyrod Taylor, who exited the game against Cleveland. And considering that, considering Houston is throwing a rookie quarterback onto the field in his first start ever, week 3 of his rookie season, I have no choice but to take Carolina -8. I really don't. This Carolina team is good. Good defense. Has let up, 21 points the first 2 weeks? 14 to the Jets, 7 to New Orleans. And that's a New Orleans team that put up 38 on Green Bay in week 1. It's a good defense. I don't think Davis Mills is going to be able to figure that defense out. I think Sam Darnold has weapons, obviously, with Christian McCaffrey and Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore. They got guys. That's a good offensive roster. That's a solid defense. I'm taking in a rookie quarterback, primetime, national game. This is not a great spot for the Texans. I'm taking Carolina -8, and I'm taking the under. Solely because the over-under is 43, I'm taking the under. I do not believe the Texans with a rookie quarterback and that strong defense in Carolina, I don't think the Texans could hold their end of the bargain when it comes to the over. I don't think they could put up enough points for these two teams to go over 43 points. I'm taking the under 43. Obviously, I'm taking Carolina on the money line -410. By the way, before I get into more bets, these odds are courtesy of DraftKings Sportsbook, as always. So, moving on to the Sunday games. We got Chicago, Cleveland, 1 o'clock. Chicago +7. Okay, I'm a little hesitant right now with Cleveland. I think Cleveland's a good team. I do not like how they only beat Houston by 10. Obviously, Houston may be a little bit better than we think, and Tyrod Taylor had to leave the game. I don't like how Cleveland lost by I don't like how Cleveland only won by 10. They don't have Jarvis Landry, who's out. I think Chicago is gonna have a spark with Justin Fields starting a quarterback. Obviously, Andy Dalton isn't healthy right now. Justin Fields, a rookie out of Ohio State, first rounder, is starting at quarterback. They'll have a little bit of a spark when it comes to that. I like Chicago plus 7 here. I do like Cleveland to win, though. I do think Cleveland's going to hold on. They'll win by one possession, say by 6 or 5, whatever it is. But I take Chicago plus 7, Cleveland on the money line, minus 365. And I'm going to take the under 45.5, just because it's a rookie, again, rookie quarterback. Just like with the Houston game, with Chicago, it's a rookie quarterback. I don't expect Chicago to hold up their end of the bargain for the over 45.5 to hit. I'm taking the under in that game. Baltimore-Detroit. By the way, we're covering basically every game this podcast episode. I mean, there's one spread I don't touch. There's one game I don't touch, excuse me. So I'm getting into 15 games here, okay? Which is good. I think last week I didn't touch 4 games just because I could not figure out the spreads. It was too close to call. We got 15 games. You got almost a full slate for you this episode, but I'll shut up about that and get into Baltimore-Detroit. I got to take Baltimore minus 9. I love Baltimore's offense. Okay, I don't love Lamar Jackson throwing the ball, but I think he is obviously wildly talented. I think he turns heads still. I think this offense is great. I can't get over the fact that John Harbaugh said, Lamar, do you want to go for this? And obviously in the fourth down conversion against Kansas City on Sunday night, they got it. I love that. I like Baltimore minus 9. I don't like Detroit at all. I think Jared Goff is inconsistent. I don't think they have a good defense. I think they're going to be hurt by Jeffrey Okuda, the cornerback, missing the rest of the year. So I like Baltimore minus 9. I just do. I don't like Detroit at all. I think Jared Goff is inconsistent. I think he looked okay the other night in the first half, and then he started to become Jared Goff again against Green Bay. I don't like it. Baltimore minus 9, I would say. I would take the over, though. I would take the over, 49.5, because I like Baltimore's offense. And I just said I don't like Jared Goff, but hey, this Detroit team did put up 33 against San Francisco, who's supposed to have a good defense in week 1. Put up 33 on San Francisco. They could score if they need to. I don't think they're going to win, obviously. But they could score if they need to. And obviously, Baltimore minus 475 in the money line. So Baltimore minus 9. Baltimore on the money line. Over 49.5 against Detroit. Arizona had a little bit of a tough one last week, did they? On Sunday. Only beat the Vikings by 1. The Vikings are a weird team. I can't figure them out. I don't think they're that great. I don't think they have a good defense. I don't think they have an overly reliable... I don't think they have an overly reliable quarterback in Kirk Cousins. I just don't. So I don't like how the Cardinals played. I don't think they should be relying on a late-game field goal to beat a team like Minnesota. But I'm taking the minus 7 against Jacksonville just because I think Jacksonville is... That's one of those teams where it's a lost cause of a season. I understand, Urban Meyer is there and Trevor Lawrence and, all these shiny new toys. It's a lost cause of a season. They're horrible. Who's to say if Urban Meyer stays after this year? Maybe he dips to get the USC job. Who knows? That's what everyone seems to be talking about. I think Arizona is far and away a better team than Jacksonville. I don't think anyone could argue with that. I think it's a 2-touchdown, 3-touchdown game. Arizona wins. That's why I'm taking Arizona and Kyler Murray, who could be an MVP candidate, who is my fantasy quarterback in both my leagues. Arizona minus 7. I'm taking the under, 51.5. I don't like Jacksonville's offense. Trevor Lawrence runs for his life. Don't think they could hold up their end of the bargain. Under 51.5. Arizona minus 365 on the money line as well. Moving on to the Chargers. Chiefs. That's a good game. I like that. I like the Chargers. I do. I did drop the Chargers from 10 to 14 in my power rankings this week, which you can check out on EliteSportsNY.com. I come out with them every Wednesday. I update them. I did drop the Chargers back to 14. I dropped the Chiefs from 2 to 3 after their loss to Baltimore. But this is a good divisional matchup. This is a good quarterback matchup, too. Obviously, Mahomes is Mahomes. And I love Justin Herbert. I think he's an up-and-coming star. But this is a good quarterback matchup. I think it's going to be close. I think when you get these divisional matchups, they're always going to bring their... Each team is going to bring their best. And so that's why I'm taking LA plus 6.5. I don't think they'll win, though. I don't think they'll win. I think the Chargers... You know, the Chiefs are one of those teams where... If you're a divisional rival, obviously like the Chargers or Raiders, you'll make it close. But Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they'll find a way to win in the end. I think that's just how it is. I'm taking the Chargers plus 6.5, but I'm taking Chiefs minus 320 on the money line. And I'm taking over 55.5 because I love these two offenses. I don't think the Chargers offense has found a consistent spark yet. I think this is the game they do. Obviously, the Chiefs offense is the Chiefs offense with Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And this is over. I think over 55 is a total lock in this game. Chargers-Chiefs. And I say that even with the Chargers defense, which is good. Chargers defense has been solid thus far. Only let up 20 points against Dallas. Only let up 16 points against Washington first couple weeks. But I like the over on this. I like the Chiefs offense, obviously. Everybody does. And I think this is the this is the week where Herbert and that offense in LA find a spark. I really do. New Orleans and New England. Now, New Orleans is a weird team. Another weird team. Because we saw one kind of version of the New Orleans Saints in week one when they blew out Aaron Rodgers and the Packers 38-3. And then all of a sudden they turn around and there's another version of the Saints in week two where they're losing 26-7 to Sam Darnold in Carolina. So like the Vikings, the Saints are a weird team to figure out. I like Jameis, but he's a weird quarterback to figure out because he throws 5 touchdowns against Green Bay, but then throws none and 2 picks against Carolina. I don't exactly know what he is, but regardless, I don't love this Patriots offense. I think, you know, they put up 25 points against the Jets, but they were only able to cross the plane twice. They had to rely on field goals from Nick Folk for the most part. I don't think Mac Jones is a star quarterback just yet. I don't know if he ever will be. I think he'll be mainly a system quarterback as long as he's in New England, as long as he's with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. And I think Sean Payton's a great play caller. I think Sean Payton has changed his play calling from year to year as he's dealt with a new quarterback, obviously with Drew Brees, and then he switched it up with Taysom Hill and Teddy Bridgewater when Brees dealt with a couple injuries the past couple of years, and now with Jameis Winston. I think Sean Payton's a good play caller. I think the Saints have a good defense that will overcome and give this Patriots offense troubles. So I like New Orleans plus 3. It was plus 2.5 earlier, now it's up to plus 3, but I still like the Saints plus 3, I really do. And I like the under, 42, because again, the under is 42.5, but still, I like the under 42.5 because I don't like the Patriots offense, and I'm not exactly, I don't know if I'm overly confident in Jameis and that offense. And that offense has weapons, obviously, you know, with Alvin Kamara. I don't know, I'm not confident in New England's offense, obviously, as I've said that numerous times, and I'm just not overly confident in the Saints. I think this could be like a 21-14 game. In favor of the Saints. So, yeah, I'm liking Saints plus 3, Saints on the money line plus 135, and the under 42.5. I like that. Tennessee bounced back. Did they not? I mean, they got blown out by Arizona week 1. Come back, and they defeat Russell Wilson and the Seahawks in week 2. And many would argue the Seahawks are a more talented team than Arizona. That's a great matchup, Arizona-Seattle. I don't know what week they play each other, what weeks. Obviously, they play each other twice, but I love to see that. But you could argue, obviously, that this Seahawks team is more talented than Arizona. And Tennessee bounced back after that brutal loss to Arizona and beat Seattle in overtime. Came back, down by 14 in the fourth quarter, scored 2 late touchdowns, and then a subsequent game-winning field goal. So Tennessee is kind of... I like Tennessee right now. They're minus 5 against Indianapolis. Obviously, Carson Wentz doesn't look like he's going to be good to go. Sprained both ankles. Believe the Colts will be moving forward with Jacob Eason. I don't think the Titans are going to have any sort of trouble going against Jacob Eason. I like Tennessee minus 5 against Indianapolis this week. I like the over too. I know it's Jacob Eason is a young and experienced quarterback, but I like this Titans offense. I think they have a lot of weapons, obviously. You know, Tannehill's got Derrick Henry, and he's got Julio and A.J. Brown, and I think they got a lot of weapons. I like the idea of Tennessee holding up their end of the bargain. I know we said that a lot this podcast alone, but I like the idea of the over here, over 48, Tennessee minus 5, and obviously Tennessee to win. Tennessee and the money line minus 250. Washington, Buffalo. Now, this is one of the spread. I don't know what to make of this spread. Washington is plus 7.5 on the spread. I don't know what to make of it. Because Buffalo, you saw Washington, you know, everybody talks about Taylor Heinicke, and I get it. Taylor Heinicke was good in the playoff game last year against Tampa Bay. He was good against the Giants this past week. But it's Taylor. There's a reason he's only started 3 games in his life up to this point. As he gets more and more starts, teams going to get more and more film on him. That's how it works. So I don't know what Taylor Heinicke is going to be on a consistent basis for this team. And Buffalo, you know, you saw one version of them in week one. They had a tough loss to Pittsburgh, and then they come back and they beat Miami by 35, but Miami didn't have Tua for much of the game, who's got a rib injury, and then Josh Allen didn't exactly play great. So I don't know what to make of the spread, but what I will say, though, is the under 45.5 on the total is a lock, okay? Because I don't think, you know, Buffalo's defense is pretty good. I think Washington's defense is a little pissed off that they allowed 29 points to a Giants offense that's been consistently non-productive the last year or so. So I think both defenses are going to come to play. I like the under 45.5 here. And I like Buffalo to win, though. I know I don't know what to make of the spread, the 7.5-point spread. I like Buffalo to win outright minus 380, just because I don't think this Washington team has enough, and I don't think Taylor Heinicke can be consistently talented enough to overcome a team like Buffalo. I like Buffalo here, regardless of how that offense might play. Giants-Falcons, must win for the Giants, I'm telling you. I mean, this is a lost cause of the season for Atlanta, it looks like. Giants need to win this game, absolutely. If the Giants can't beat Atlanta, they just got some real problems. I mean, people didn't think they were going to go 0-2, and they are. Losing to Denver and Washington the first 2 weeks, they got to beat Atlanta. And it's Eli Manning's jersey retirement ceremony during that game, halftime, at MetLife Stadium. Giants, I've taken Giants minus 3, and Giants on the money line minus 160. I'm going to take the over, too. I'm going to take the over. Because I don't like how Atlanta's defense is playing. Allowed 32.5. I mean, does anybody like how Atlanta's defense is playing? Allowed 32 points to Philly first week. Allowed 48 points to Tampa Bay on Sunday. Giants defense hasn't been playing great either. Lost 27-13 week one. Gave up 30 points to Washington week two. I don't like how either of these defenses are playing. I like the over here, 47.5. Not touching Cincinnati-Pittsburgh at all. Obviously, so Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with a pectoral injury. I don't know if he's going to play or not. We don't know. So he says he's doing everything he can to play. But since we don't know whether he's going to play or not, I'm not going to tell you which spread or money line or over to take. I just don't feel comfortable doing so. I think it's going to be, although I'm not big on him because he's, you know, he's older now and he doesn't have the arm that he used to. There's still a difference if he's in the game versus when he's not in the game, and I don't feel comfortable telling you what plays to make here on a betting from a betting standpoint when I don't know if he's going to play. So I'm not going to touch that game. See what I do for you guys? I'm always looking out for you guys. Okay, that's what I do. That's the number one thing I do when I get on this podcast is I look out for the listeners, and I'm doing so by not telling you what to do with this game because I have no idea if Roethlisberger is going to play. None. We'll find out later in the week, but it's only Wednesday, so who knows? Jets-Broncos. Broncos have had an easy schedule to start the year. You know, the Giants didn't come to play that Sunday, and then you got Jacksonville, and then now the Jets. But up after this Jets game, Broncos got, I think, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Vegas. They got the Cowboys at one point, Washington, I believe. They got a tough schedule coming up. But regardless, this game against the Jets, I got to take Jets plus 10. I just do. I think the Jets are going to bounce back after this tough loss to New England. I like Jets play. I think this is a good, Jets defense is good. I like the Jets defense going up against Bridgewater. Plus 10, I think, is feasible. But I like Denver on the money line, which is minus 590 right now. I had a minus 650. It's changed since this afternoon to minus 590. Since this morning, it's now minus 590. But I'm taking Jets plus 10. Denver twin outright, though. I say the Jets lose by, you know, maybe like 7 or 8. Could be a one-possession game. If you want to go deep, maybe say they lose by 9. They're out of reach at the end. But, yeah, Jets plus 10, Denver minus 650. I like the under, though, because I don't love the Jets' offense. I mean, Zach Wilson threw 4 picks last week on Sunday, and I like the Jets' defense. I'm taking the under 42. Quickly moving on. What do we got now? Vegas. I told you, don't sleep on Vegas. Don't do it. Vegas and Miami. Tua is not playing. Jacoby Brissett is in for Miami. And the line is still minus 4 for Vegas. I'm taking Vegas minus 4. Vegas had 2 big wins to start the year against 2 playoff teams from a year ago. Baltimore, week 1. Pittsburgh, week 2. I think they could beat Jacoby Brissett. I'm taking minus 4 Vegas. And I'm taking Vegas on the money line, obviously minus 210. Okay, and I'm taking the under. Under 45. Because I like this Raiders defense. And I do not like this Dolphins offense with Brissett. I mean, this Dolphins are shut out last week. Tua leaves early. Dolphins don't put up a single point. Take the under. Under 45. Absolutely. I think that's a no-brainer. Especially when you saw what the Dolphins looked like without Tua last week. Put up 0 points. Gotta take the under. With Brissett under center. Game of the week. I wish this game was somehow flexed to Sunday night. Sucks in the beginning of the year that you can't flex these games. Tampa Bay and the Rams. Okay, these are my top 2 teams in the league in my current power rankings. My recent power rankings, which came out today, Wednesday, September 22nd, for week 3, I have Tampa Bay 1, as I've had the entire year thus far, or, you know, this whole season thus far, and I had the Rams number 2. I had Rams 3 last week, beat the Colts, moved up to 2. Kansas City was at 2. They lost to Baltimore and moved back to 3. So I got Tampa Bay 1, LA 2, 1 versus 2 squaring off in Los Angeles, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time in that beautiful SoFi Stadium. Tampa Bay minus 1.5. I don't see Tom Brady and the Bucs losing a game like this. I really don't. The same rang true when Tom Brady was on the Patriots. When you had a big game like this, you just didn't see him losing that type of game. This is a big game. This is a massive game. This tells us a lot about what either team is made of. Tom Brady wins this game. Minus 1.5 for Tampa Bay. And minus 130 for Tampa Bay on the money line. Over 55. Absolutely over 55. I love these two offenses. I know I like Tampa Bay's defense. I think the Rams defense is strong. With guys like, you know, Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. But these two offenses are too powerful. You got to take the over 55 in this one. Absolutely. Seattle, Minnesota. The final 4 o'clock window game. 4:25 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. Minnesota. Weird team. This game will tell us a lot about Minnesota. Because they came close against Cincinnati in week 1. They came close against Arizona in week 2. This game will tell us a lot. But regardless, I'm still taking Seattle. I know that Seattle's on the road. I like Russell Wilson pulling out a win in this game. I think Seattle was pissed off after last week, letting up a 14, letting a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter slip away, and then letting up that game-winning field goal in overtime. I like Seattle minus 1.5 here, and I like the over on the total, over 55.5. Minnesota's defense is not strong, allowing 30.5 points per game. Russell Wilson in that offense with Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, they're going to attack them. I like the over 55.5 here. I like Seattle holding up their end of the bargain. And I like Minnesota holding up their end of the bargain too. I mean, Minnesota put up 33 points last week. That's more than Seattle put up. Seattle lost 33-30. Minnesota lost 34-33. Minnesota can also score some points. I like the over here. Okay, so Seattle minus 1.5, Seattle minus 130 on the money line, and then over 55.5. Sunday night game. Shouldn't be the Sunday night game, as I said earlier. It should be Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, but Green Bay, San Francisco, Sunday night. Okay, NBC, obviously. I like Green Bay plus 3. I'm not huge on San Francisco. I'm just not. I think San Francisco, you know, everybody talks about how Arizona could be the last team, the NFC West division that is probably the best division I've ever seen, with Seattle and the Rams and the Niners and Arizona. Everyone talks about how Arizona could be the last team in that division. I think it's going to be San Francisco. I really do. Because I think Arizona is a lot more talented than people give them credit for. And I don't see San Francisco getting to the level of a Rams or a Seahawks. I think it's Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals, Niners. That's the order of the division when the year ends. That's not to say all three wildcard teams in this conference won't be from that division. I think at least two of the wildcard teams in the NFC will be from the West. But regardless, I'm not huge on San Francisco right now. You know, I don't like them. They only beat the Eagles by 8. They only beat the Lions by 8. They only beat the Eagles by 6. I'm not big on San Francisco right now. And I think Green Bay is starting to get into a rhythm. They had a get-back game, the win against the Lions by 18 points, 35-17 on Monday Night Football. I like Green Bay here, plus 3. I like Green Bay plus 3, and I like Green Bay winning outright. They're plus 155 at DraftKings Sportsbook. I like the over. I like what Matt LaFleur's offense can do. I like what Kyle Shanahan's offense can do. Green Bay put up 35 points this past week. San Francisco's offense struggled in week 2, but they still put up 41 points in week 1. I like San Francisco. I like these two offensive play callers going against one another. I like the over here, over 50.5. And finally, we have our Monday night game, NFC East battle, Philly and Dallas. I like Philly plus 3.5. I do. I think this is going to be an absolutely close game. I think it's going to be a field goal win for Dallas. I do. I think when it comes down to it, these two teams are going to be, it's going to be close all game. But I like Dallas' quarterback play more. Obviously, I like Dak Prescott over Jalen Hurts. You should as well. But I feel like Philly makes it interesting. Okay? I like Dallas minus 200 on the money line. Philly plus 3.5. I say Dallas is down by 1. And a game-winning kick again for Greg Zuerlein to win by 2. So Philly covers the spread plus 3.5. Dallas wins outright minus 200. And I like the under. I like the under. I do. I like Philly's defense. Only let up 6 points week 1 against Atlanta. Only allowed Kyle Shanahan's offense in San Francisco to put up 17. Dallas's defense started to impress me a little bit last week. I know it's not a strong unit, but it held Justin Herbert and the Chargers to just 17 points. I like both defenses here. Well, I like Philly's defense overall. I like how Dallas' defense played last week. Let's have a few more good performances before we start speaking highly of Dallas' defense, which was atrocious for most of the year last year. I like the under here. So I like Philly plus 3.5, under 51.5, and Dallas minus 200 on the money line. So, and that's it. That's our week 3. Those are our week 3 best bets. It flies. I'm telling you, once the regular season starts, it flies. It just, you know, it's a weekly cycle, always. You know, once the Monday night game ends, and you got Tuesday is the league-wide day off, and then like Wednesday is when teams practice, and all of a sudden Thursday night, you know, Friday, Saturday, weekend flies, obviously, like it does for everybody, and then all of a sudden the Sunday games, and it's a weekly, it flies. Once it becomes September, all of a sudden it's already September 22nd. We're already week 3 here already. Thank God there's 17 games. I get nervous when it gets like this. When it go every year when the NFL season starts going and it goes quick, I get like nervous because I'm like, crap, it's already like close to ending. All of a sudden, it's like week 9 and week 10, like at the snap of a finger. It's crazy. But as always, thank you so much for tuning in to episode 82 of the Wide Right Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Honey of Elite Sports New York and Elite Sports Radio Network. Going to be back later this week to preview the upcoming week 3 matchup between the Giants and the Falcons. Obviously, as I said before, that's a must-win game for the Giants, so make sure you tune into that. Follow me on Twitter, at Ryan Honey, ESNY. That's at Ryan Honey, ESNY. Listen to and subscribe to the Wide Right Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, and talk to you soon.